Anti-Shanty. We sing all the songs of souls lost at sea and preserve in musical amber memories. But what of the landbound in fishermen's towns? Now the fish are all dead and the industry is down. These boatmen more solid on liquid than land, on coal-littered beachfront at sunset they stand. Watch while their mistress is tossing her waves, greying and gloomy, she resents what she gave. Now she casts off the covenant and keeps all the catch, and the sails in the harbour are folded or slack. Lobster pots line up empty in the sun, while their salted-faced owners silently burn. For its pints they are downing to tribute the drowning of another in whiskey, not sea. For they know where they're going, it's their own path he's showing, a way out of their own misery. The swallows that flit through the cherry blossom trees know the sea demands her tithe every 15 years. She lowers the pressure and hitches her skirt, swishing them wildly, unbuttons her shirt. Booming with laughter, she rolls on the shore and demands that more businesses pay her, and more. Her revenge for her rape is undeniable and savage, for hell hath no fury, like an ecosystem ravaged. The touch of the hull on her skin is well met, but behind these caresses is an anchor of debt. She gives life and takes life, some later, some soon, changeable as wind direction, reliable as moon. People flocked to pay homage in sunny days gone by, but they've mostly stopped coming since the monkeys learned to fly. And now the town relies on handouts and the landing stage is closed, and they've paved over history with a red brick road. The people left landlocked pay their duties in installments of barometric infirmity and camphor-based liniment. Crippled by ozone and scattered by squall, they yearn when they hear the wind mavens call. It's a lifetime of hardship and internal fights when the winds from the west and the bells ring at night. But the goddess takes all, every bit in the end, either swallows with love or starves and contends. And if you ask in this contract, they willingly took part. They'd say they'd give it all again, body, soul, and heart. Hello, I'm Polly Vinyl, also known as Georgia Lizette.
And I'm Bill Strutt.
Also known as Bill Strutt.
Yeah, famously.
It's always a delight to have you here and looking so resplendent in your fabulous outfits, which is sort of part, I think, part and parcel of what you do. And we'll come back to that in a bit. And you two are known really as sort of going out and doing stuff together anyway on the poetry scene.
Absolutely. Bill is my poetry husband. We are feral. And we've been working together for a decade now.
Yes, it's almost unbelievable.
It's crazy, a decade. Isn't it? We are doing a show called Seven Seas, which was a bringing together of seven fantastic talents that we've been lucky enough to work with. The spirit of Feral, as people may or may not know, was all to do with collaboration and trying to get people that don't necessarily know people that they want to collaborate with, but they have an art form that needs to get out there. So After we did Jackie Murray Grace's book launch down at the Arts Centre, we had a conversation with Simon Smart, who is the fantastic Captain Nemo in our show. And he doesn't get out to share his voice with the world often enough. And Simon's voice is incredible. By the third word of any song that he's singing, I have goosebumps all over my body. He's insanely good. So I thought, well, if we can do a show that showcases people, what needs to be sea themed so that we can have Simon's sea shanties, what do we have? Seven seas. Let's find seven talents.
So what did you think, Bill, when she came to you with this idea?
I always say yes. A woman comes to me with an idea and I just say yes. It's always the best way, I find.
And it's quite an intriguing idea because, as you said, this is going to combine music as well. So how will it all sort of work then? What's the sort of general layout of the evening?
Well, I did a poem a long time ago called The Ballad of Bob and Mary, which is about an older couple from the north. And I've been doing this poem all over the place for such a long time. But Bob and Mary, they've got a life story. They've got a lot more stories to tell. So I was thinking, well, what will happen when Bob and Mary eventually manage to go on holiday? Because in the original poem, they talk about how they used to go on holiday when they were younger, but Mary never got to go on a cruise ship. So Bob has booked a holiday on a cruise ship with Mary. And that's the setting for this show.
In the spirit of a 1950s, 60s postcard, shall we say.
Do you know what? I can pretty much imagine what it's going to be already just from that villa. So descriptive. And I've heard Bob Merry a number of times, and it is absolutely brilliant. I think, but that's the thing about the poetry that both of you do. Your characters are so strong, and I think people really sort of relate to them and sort of fall for them in a way, don't we? We sort of get to it. So actually continuing their story is a lovely idea. So Bill, we know about Bob Merry. This is going to continue, as we've just heard from Georgia. Tell us what sort of things you're going to be bringing then.
Well, I used to work many years ago in the fish yards in Peel, and so I wrote something quite recently which is called Tenterhooks, which I'm not going to do now, but the last time I did it, it was so well received that we said we're going to have to put this into the show in some way or another. And it really is just a reflection of Peel, the people that worked in the fish yards, how it felt to work in the fish yards, starting work at 4 o'clock in the morning, the fish scales, the sulphurous lights in the sky, that sort of kind of stuff. So I just put that together.
Oh, this sounds absolutely glorious. It really does. And one of the things we mentioned, obviously, when we first started talking is that it's quite easy to find seven talents for this, because it seems like the scene over here has just become, it's blossoming essentially, isn't it? And thriving very much so. Would you say that's fair, Bill?
I definitely say that's fair. I think I've now been involved in the poetry world on the island for about 30 years, and it's just grown and got better and better, and more talent is available. We've just finished a bard competition. A new bard has just been announced. I think now the eighth bard. You've got Jackie Murray Grace, who is just such a seriously great talent on her own. Is amazing. Obviously, the lovely Georgia. And so many others, far too many to mention, really. But the pool of talent is so deep for us to dip into. It's just marvellous. It really is.
And Georgia, very well received by the public as well, isn't it? Because, you know, sort of maybe a few years back, people may have thought poetry was a bit niche, but actually you're getting real audiences for this, aren't you?
We are. I think one of the things that I've been doing the last few years is I started working with Queens and Tassels, and for them to go from purely burlesque to have poetry within that setting as well really broadened that audience and the poetry audience, and to have them work together is just fantastic. So that's one of the things that we've brought to the show. So we've got three members of Queens and Tassels in this show as well. We've got Rachel D.D. Krellin, we've got Gwenella Sehen, and we've got Owen Fenella Beach. So to have those three on side in this show to bring that colour and that life along with the poetry, so we've got the dancing as well, it really does broaden the appeal of everything, and it means that people that aren't necessarily into poetry but are into dance will be exposed to some poetry, and some people that are into poetry will be exposed to this form of dance, and it's a lovely thing to be involved with. It's really, really exciting.
It kind of feels to me very bohemian and very sort of nostalgic. It's the sort of thing that maybe used to happen in sort of like the 20s and 30s. It feels somehow like you're bringing this back.
Absolutely. One of the things that we did with Feral, and one of the things that we do with Queens and Tassels as well, is we try to avoid corporate involvement. It gives us a lot more freedom as artists to do whatever we want and to create whatever we want, because we don't have to represent anyone else's opinions but our own. And frankly, that's really what artists want, isn't it? The freedom to express.
And I think it's also true to say that lots of people don't know that they like poetry until you put poetry in front of them, and then suddenly they get it and say, wow, I've never seen this done live. It's always been from a history book or something I was taught in school, whereas the live expression is a completely different thing for most people, and I think that's what people really click into. That's what they love.
Absolutely. I mean, the last time I saw you two perform was, I think, at the Ball for Ukraine, which was at Laxey Riverside. And I would wager there was probably quite a few people in that audience who hadn't seen live poetry before and were probably thinking, oh, what's going on here? They were roaring with laughter and falling about their seats within minutes of you two being up there and performing. And I think you converted a lot of people there. Like you said, you just don't know sometimes until you see it. And maybe doing an event like this will make it more accessible to a wider range of people, because you're involving the music and the visuals and the dance and everything as well.
And I think the other thing it does is provide a platform for people to say, oh, I can do that too. And people join in. Jackie Murray Grace said to me some time ago, she saw me perform 100 years ago or something, and said, wow, I can do that. And lo and behold, here she is, my favourite poet, you know. So Yeah, it has a great effect on people.
There is so much drama in what she does as well. And actually, I want to come to this because you said anyone can do it. Can anyone be a limpet, Bill?
Anyone can be a limpet.
How do you be a limpet?
You just need to cling on.
Very good. I am saying this because this is what your character is described as. He's Bill Strutt and Bob and a limpet.
Yeah, that's about it.
You're not going to give anything away, are you?
No, that's about all I'm good at. It really is clinging on to everybody else's talent and going along on coattails. That's what I do.
Amazing. And Georgia, similarly, you have a number of characters you're playing in this. How are you going to do this? You're a seahorse and a limpet as well, and sailor and queenie. How is this going to work?
Well, we have many, many different voices, many different characterisations of movement. And, I mean, a lot of my things are character-based. As you mentioned before, I have characters throughout my poems. And through Queens and Tassels, I play lots of different characters there. I've been doing drag kingery with Penny Productions in their murder mysteries for the last 5 years, 6 years. And to be able to switch from character to character to character, I really enjoy that. It's one of the best things that I have for stage. Honestly, it's fantastically good fun. Partly because I love voices, I love accents, but also to be able to switch from one character to another means that the audience never know what's going to happen next. Mm-hmm. And it can be as simple as putting on a hat and becoming Northern. You know, it can be as simple as that, or just to have maybe a speech impediment, a very mild one, maybe to have a limp when you're walking on stage, something like that.
Are you each sort of writing your individual pieces then, or is it all sort of come together as a collaboration, or how's it working on that front?
Well, it is a collaboration of people, mm-hmm. but they're all doing their individual things within that as well. Obviously, there's a storyline, but the storyline holds the whole thing together, if you see what I mean.
We haven't mentioned Mark E. Moon.
He's doing great things, really is doing great things. I know he's been doing tours in Germany and Belgium. He's recording, they're now signed to a German record label, and also a very kind next-door neighbour of mine, so that's worth a mention.
Do you get sneak previews of the music?
Oh, absolutely. We actually sit some nights when we're chatting away and write lyrics together. So, it's this collaborative thing that arts people do, almost without realising it sometimes. You all have an effect on each other one way or another. So myself and Mark are actually good close friends. And I get to play with the band occasionally as well, so all the better. That's really how it's working. We've always been collaborative. Feral, when we started Feral, it was about getting diverse talents together in the same places to do things. And it's worked, so we're just keeping doing it.
And with all these characters, of course, you get to dress up, Georgia, which is always fun.
Well, of course. The more costumes, the better. Absolutely. This show, so there's people doing their set pieces, their absolute talents. But in between it, it's interspersed with surreal comedy skits, which can be 30 seconds long. They can be a minute and a half. Not all of them will make absolute sense to everyone, but they don't have to. Mm-hmm. We are huge fans of things like Monty Python and Spike Milligan and that kind of humour, and Sir Henry of Rawlinson's End, of course, which, if you haven't seen it, please go and search that film. You can find the whole of it on YouTube. It's magnificent. Magnificently silly. What was the term that Owen said? He said, is this all cheese? And I said, well, actually, it's cheese and gravy and glamour and glitz and absolute campery. Whatever you want to throw at it, it's silly nonsense.
I'm sold.
I just love a good frock.
And look magnificent in them too, I know, Bill. So, Bill, I just want to come to you because you mentioned that already Jackie had said to you that you have in some ways inspired her, well, directly, really, to do poetry yourself. If there's someone listening who is kind of thinking, I kind of like to have a go at poetry, what's a good place to start?
Best place to start is to come along to one of our open mics. So if you do want to do something, just come along. If it's your first time, don't worry about that. Just come. Nobody's judging. We're just listening. And sometimes great things happen. So open mics are probably the best place to start. Come along and join us. Why not?
Very welcoming group they are as well. So, Georgia, I just want to know then when and where I can see what is clearly going to be an absolutely brilliant evening.
Friday the 23rd at Laxey Working Men's Institute at 7:30-8:00.
And of course, another good thing about the Laxey Institute, it's bring your own.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. It's wonderful. So don't forget to bring your drinks with you.
Exactly. And how do we get tickets?
There are tickets on Eventbrite. So if you just search for Seven Seas, or you can find it on Facebook, search for Seven Seas, and there's a link there, so you can just click through and buy your tickets online.
Excellent. Well, listen, have a wonderful night. It just sounds like it's going to be magical, and I hope you do more of these. Might it happen again?
Oh, absolutely. If it's very successful, then hopefully we'll take it to somewhere else on the island. If not, then we will rejig it and do something else. We have so many good performers that we know, so many talents. Mm-hmm. There won't be only one event. There will be many.
And they'll all be great, I'm convinced.